Good morning. It's 8:37 on Wednesday, July the 15th, 2020. Yeah, 8. Newsletter went out last night, and I slept in this morning and then answered all the emails that had come as a response to the newsletter. And did a few other bits of business, and the next thing I knew, it was over 8 o'clock. After 8 o'clock, I'm so over 8 o'clock already. So I took a quick check of the temperature, and it was only 64, and it was mostly cloudy, and the wind was blowing. That first mile was pretty chilly. And then the sun came out. The sky overhead is mostly blue now. There's a lot of clouds around, but yeah, when I came out, I thought maybe I should have worn a jacket or perhaps a raincoat. I got a lady coming toward me here on the sidewalk. Let me make sure I give her plenty of room. Good morning. So it was an interesting challenge putting together the newsletter yesterday. It's like, what can I say? I didn't even have a good book I could recommend. So it was basically, okay, well, not a lot has changed from June. I'm still spending too much time in Fallout 4, but it's actually considerably less. It's still a lot. But I'm, you know, I'm under 60 hours a week in it anymore, so. It's the ADHD. I mean, it's a handy excuse. I recognize it that for people without ADHD, that it just sounds like, well, it's just kind of a handy excuse, isn't it? And yeah, it is a handy excuse. But the other side of that is, in the current circumstances, my executive function is so badly impaired, it's a wonder I put on pants. Other than I really need the pockets. But my therapist pointed out that, you know, one of the downsides of ADHD is hyperfocus. It's also one of the benefits. But the difficulty is that when you get fixated on something, it tends to exclude everything else. And when I was fixated on writing my 2,000 words every day, that was terrific. We all liked that. And now, in the current milieu, being fixated on escapism, on a radiated landscape, where everything is literally trying to kill me, it makes coming back to reality, where only most things are trying to kill me, where ignorance is celebrated, where stupidity is a virtue. It makes it difficult for me to write. Okay, full stop right there. It makes it difficult for me to write. That's like, what am I going to do with the Wizard's Butler? It's supposed to be more or less contemporaneous. Do I write a book where it doesn't exist? It's just legit. It is fantasy. Warning. That world doesn't exist. So having one more thing that exists here that doesn't exist there, as opposed to things that exist there that don't exist here. Oh, okay. Small adjustment. Morning. Cape Grace. Fenwell Bay is coming together. I saw the cover of South Coast, and the cover artist for once did a really awesome job. It's just a close-up of the top of Otto's staff with the feathers and the fork in the top of the staff. It's just a real close up of that against the sky. It's really evocative. It's really good. I like it a lot. I also realize that one of the things that I have said all along is that if I'm not reading, I'm not writing. I can't write if I don't read. And I have a suspicion that my fixation on playthrough videos for Fallout 4 lately, which has, for the most part, supplanted my reading time, may be as much a cause for the difficulties I'm having trying to find focus on something other than Fallout 4. Although in other news, I have managed to install Steam and Fallout 4, and it boots, I don't know how well it plays yet, and it boots on a Linux laptop. Thank you, Evan Thomas. I really want to see if it's playable. I need to get a mouse attached to it so that I can actually use it. for gaming, but that was kind of a tectonic shift in my worldview. Get away from me, you little plague carrier. So I'm walking by the Prairie Dog Village. Somebody, I think it was ABC News, had a story about it. Get ready to say it with me. One post. ABC News had a story about a squirrel in Colorado that tested positive for bubonic plague. And my response to it was, of all things happening in the world, do you think that's news? I suspect every single prairie dog in that village back there would test positive for bubonic plague. Or at least their fleas would. Somebody asked who had bubonic plague on their 2020 bingo card. I'm going, why the hell would that be on the 2020 bingo card? There were like 9 cases of it here in Colorado last year. 5 the year before. Documented to be around here since the early 1900s, so it's like, okay, why is this news? Giant meteor 2020. Honestly. Oh, God. So all the things to get worried about. Bubonic plague is... it's not even in the top 1,000. For what it's worth, I think everybody who caught it in Colorado last year survived and recovered. So, in my browser window, there's this thing called Pocket, and I'm not real big on Pocket. Pocket seems a little creepy to me, but they scan various sources. One of them that they hit a lot is Atlas Obscura, and seems like there's always something from The Guardian there, and so there's a lot of things you might be interested in. And one of them caught my eye this morning about walking. For some reason, I don't know why that one in particular would catch my eye, other than I was really aware that I needed to be out walking rather than sitting in my chair reading about walking. And it's from The Guardian from last year. 2019, I think it was, I guess like literally this month last year. About how walking activates the brain and fosters creativity, helps to manage depression. All the things that I do walking for, and there's actually, apparently, rather a substantial body of evidence. To support my personal anecdotal belief which is constantly reinforced by the way by my therapist But I was reading it going, it's really interesting. It's like the brain developed on the evolutionary scale to help people move around in their environment. And by sitting, most of those centers in one place all the time, most of those centers get suppressed. They don't get activated. So it's interesting. I found that, in spite of the fact it was a year old, I thought it's pretty cool. I know when I get back, I almost never have a walk where I don't come back with at least one idea. And sometimes I just sort of wilt on the vine and go away. But sometimes they stick with me for a while. Robbie Murphy's Interstellar Circus. I have this vision of this guy named Robbie Murphy. I've written origin stories for Robbie Murphy about four times. They're all very, very short. They're all like, 500,000 words maybe. Six cars, 17 people, plus a town worker who's trying to edge the lawn here inside the park. Crazy. Not one of them's wearing a mask. Should ask if you'd come and edge my lawn when it gets done. Oh well. I made it. I'm here at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.